Hi, my name is India. I'm 10 years old and I'm in the fourth grade.
Hi, this is Brooke, and you're listening to Actual Innocence, a podcast bringing awareness to wrongful conviction and problems in the justice system. This episode is family friendly, so please share it with everyone.
Warning, there's a lot of spoilers in this episode.
And today, I have a very special guest co-host. Can you introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is India.
And where are you from, India?
Tulsa, Oklahoma.
What are some of your favorite things to do?
I like to play sports, make ice cream casts, and mostly play outside.
Mostly play outside? What do you play outside?
Barbie dolls and sometimes hide and go seek.
I used to love playing Barbie dolls. I had this Barbie camper, and so everybody would try to squeeze in the camper, but there wasn't enough room. Can you tell the people what you look like? Because you can't really see what people talking on the radio look like.
Well, I have pretty black hair. I have brown eyes, and I'm black.
Do you know how tall you are?
No.
When you were standing next to me, you were almost as tall as me, weren't you?
Yeah.
Do you remember what I look like?
Yes.
Can you describe that for the people, too? Because they can't see me either.
You have brown hair. You're short.
I'm kind of pudgy, right?
Yeah.
And I have white skin, but it has little brown freckles all over it.
Yep.
Do you know what a lily is?
Oh, yeah.
So in my garden, I have special lilies that have little spots on them so they can have freckles just like me. You are a special guest host today on a podcast about people who had to go to prison for something they didn't do. Do you happen to know anyone like that?
My uncle.
Your uncle. And do you know how long he was in prison?
22 years.
That's a long time. That's like longer than you've been alive.
Yes.
Do you know why I asked you to help me with this podcast today?
Because Paddington, that's the same thing that happened to my uncle. And Paddington, he was accused of something he didn't do. And no one believes it.
You're so smart. So we both watched the same movie, right?
Yes.
Can you tell the people listening the name of the movie that we watched?
Paddington 2.
So did you like the movie?
Yes, I really did.
You really did? I liked it too. So can you tell me what Paddington looks like?
He's a small brown bear. He has brown eyes. He always wore a blue jacket and always carried a suitcase with a red hat.
You're really good at details. So he's not human, right?
No.
Okay, so I have to tell you something about podcasts. They can be a little expensive because you have to buy all the stuff you need to make it sound good. And so like microphones and computers. And so the way that podcasts make money is companies make a trade with them. They give us money because they like our podcast and we like the things that they sell or do. So we tell people about that so everyone knows how awesome they are.
It's time for our first supporter.
I've tried a lot of meal kit services and Home Chef is by far my favorite. The Home Chef menu has tons of choices of real, classic dishes that everyone in our house loves, even the cats. We love picking from our favorite recipes and discovering new favorites. Home Chef makes preparing meals super easy by delivering fresh, perfectly portioned ingredients and easy recipes right to my apartment door. Everything I need to cook an incredible meal is right there. No trips to the grocery store. And the meals are less than $10 per serving. Home Chef makes sitting down to a healthy home-cooked meal the highlight of our day. Visit homechef.com/actual and enter actual at checkout. for $30 off your first order. Again, save $30 on your first order with the promo code ACTUAL at homechef.com/actual. When you watched Paddington, did you think he was a nice bear?
Yeah.
Did you think his neighbors and his friends liked him?
Yeah, some of them did.
Do you think that there's anybody that everybody likes?
Well,
it's a hard question, huh?
Yeah. I would say kind of.
That is a great answer. Paddington was saving money to buy a book. Do you remember what the book was about?
Yeah, it was about London.
And it was really cool because it was a pop-up book, right?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a pop-up book?
No.
He wanted to give this pop-up book to someone. Do you remember who that was?
It's Aunt Lucy.
Good job. And she lived far away in Peru.
Yes.
Do you remember why she was important to him?
Because when he was a cub, she took very good care of him.
Right, because Paddington didn't have any parents, so Lucy and her husband took very good care of Paddington, but then Paddington had to go to London, right?
Dear Aunt Lucy, I hope all is well in the home for retired bears. Life in London has been better than ever this summer. I've really got to grips with how things work.
So he sees this book and he wants to get it for his Aunt Lucy, so what does he do?
He washes people's windows and saves up money.
Right, he does, like, honest jobs to make some money to buy the book.
Yes.
So then what happened to the book?
The book gets stolen.
That was probably really sad for Paddington, huh?
Yeah.
So Paddington chases the thief to get the book back.
Yes.
But then what happens when the police show up?
They arrest him.
They arrest Paddington? Why do you think they did that?
They arrested him because he was trying to get the book and from the bad guy. But they thought that Paddington was the one that stole the book.
Right, and the bad guy escaped before the police got there, didn't he?
Yes.
Where did he go?
Hold it right there.
Oh, thank goodness you're here, officer.
Put your paws in the air.
But I'm not the thief. I was chasing the thief. And then he...
disappeared in a puff of smoke?
Well, yes.
What do you think the right thing would have been to do for the bad guy?
Could at least give it back?
Yep, he could have given it back, or he could have told the police that Paddington didn't steal that book, it was me.
It's time for another break.
When I first tried the Sugar Bear Hair Vitamins, I had to double check the bottle. They tasted so good, I was afraid I had actually gotten candy. Picture any celebrity with amazing hair, and you can bet they have a stylist who clued them in to Sugar Bear Hair. Sugar Bear Hair is a bestseller on Amazon, with thousands of rave reviews. They taste like sweet, delicious candy made with the juice of real berries, but they contain everything you need for stronger and healthier hair. As much vitamin A as 4 cups of broccoli, as much vitamin C as 1 cup of cranberries, and as much vitamin B12 as 4 organic eggs. Nutrients and Sugar Bear Hair fans also found their nails and skin quality improved over time. Go to sugarbearhair.com/actual. for beautiful hair and a healthier you. That's sugarbearhair.com/actual. sugarbearhair.com/actual. You said he gets arrested, and then where does he end up at?
In prison.
Do you think that's fair?
No.
And we know that Paddington didn't steal the book because we got to see it happen, right? But Paddington's family didn't get to see that. Did they think he stole the book?
No.
Why do you think that they believed him?
Because if they would have not believed him, they would have been looking for the person that stole the book. And when he got arrested, they were saying that they were going to help him find who did it and stuff like that.
When Paddington's in prison, does he act sad and mad because he's arrested and he shouldn't be? or what does he do?
He stays strong.
He stays strong. How does he do that?
He makes friends in there, and his family came visit him. He would talk to them, and he was never sad.
It's visiting day tomorrow.
Visiting day. I do hope you have good news.
In the past month, these three shadowy individuals have all been seen snooping around three London landmarks.
Oh.
We think the thief you saw is part of a criminal gang,
using the pop-up book as a treasure map.
Well, it's a theory. Have you found out who they are?
Not yet, dearie.
And his family said they were going to try and help him. Do you remember what they did to try and prove that he wasn't the one who stole the book?
Paddington's mom, she went to her neighbor's house and she snuck in and... She went up into his attic and she saw the pop-up book in the drawer. And after that, her husband saw her in there. And then she told him that she knew who had stolen the pop-up book. And their neighbor had came back home and saw them.
Paddington's family came to visit him a lot, but they missed the visit this one time. Do you remember why they missed the visit?
Because they were trying to find out who's the one that stole the pop-up book.
Right, so they were trying to help him, but Paddington didn't know that. So what did he think?
He thought that they were going to abandon him.
Yeah, that they had abandoned him. How do you think that made him feel?
Bad.
Sometimes when we feel bad, we make not such great choices, right?
Yes.
And do you remember what the choice that Paddington made was that was not so great?
He escaped.
I'm in prison, and even the Browns have forgotten me. Knuckles?
Tonight's the night.
I'm in.
It's time for our last break.
Have you ever thought, man, I wish I could just wear my yoga pants to work? Well, it turns out you can with Dress Pants Yoga Pants. You'll discover the most comfortable pants you'll ever wear to work. It's yoga pants comfort with details like faux zippers, belt loops, and front buttons. There's so many options to choose from. I had a hard time deciding which pair to try first because there was such a huge selection. I decided to go with the bootcut 6-button dress yoga pants. They felt so much more comfortable than my regular dress pants and every bit as comfortable as my yoga pants. I think I might even have been a little more productive at work because I was so comfortable all day. Those are the reasons why I started wearing Beta Brand's Dress Pant Yoga Pants. Visit betabrand.com and use my code ACTUAL to get 20% off of yours. Millions of women agree that these are the most comfortable pants you'll ever wear to work. That's betabrand.com, BETABRAND.com. Use my code ACTUAL and get 20% off your Dress Pant Yoga Pants. Do you remember, do the police ever find out that Paddington's innocent?
At the end of the story, Paddington's family start passing out flyers, and they put it all together. The man that was wearing the costume, they were drawings of him, and they took it to the courtroom.
The police realized they made a terrible mistake.
Phoenix Buchanan has been arrested.
Then
you're a free bear.
After Paddington was told that he was innocent and then he got to go home, was he okay?
Kind of felt bad because he never got to get his aunt Lucy the pop-up book.
Yeah, that's right. So he was probably happy he was free. Do you think that when real people, like your uncle, when they're innocent and they get to come out of prison, do you think that they feel sad? Or do you think that they're just happy all the time?
They're happy.
Like, your uncle was in prison longer than you've been alive, right? Do you think that it might have been a little weird at first to come out and not be in prison anymore? Like, to have, like, a new place to live?
Yeah.
So, Paddington doesn't ever get the book.
No.
But what happens with Aunt Lucy?
They're in Paddington's house. Paddington was walking down the stairs and his aunt Lucy rang the doorbell and She walked in, and when he saw her, he was going to go hug her.
You wanted to get that book so Aunt Lucy could see London, didn't you?
It was always her dream.
Well, we thought, why look at London in a book when she could see the real thing? Why don't you go and answer that?
Oh, Paddington.
Happy birthday, Aunt Lucy.
Do you think it's fair what happened to Paddington?
No.
No? Do you think it's fair what happened to your uncle?
No.
Why do you think that sometimes people go to prison for things that they didn't do?
They're in the wrong place at the wrong time.
They're in the wrong place at the wrong time. That is a great answer.
Or they're hanging around someone that they shouldn't be.
Do you know what a diary is?
Yeah.
So I asked your uncle if he could make a diary for me on tape. If there were things I wanted to play on the podcast, then I could. And do you know what he said in the last one that I listened to?
You know, the Bloods is my homeboys. I grew up with them. And the people that, some of the guys that I had on in school. But just because the Bloods is my friend, that don't make me a Blood. I got a whole bunch of lawyer friends. And I'm not a lawyer.
Do you think that's true?
Yes.
Do you remember when we talked before and I asked you if you remember the first time you met your uncle?
Yes.
Can you tell me how old you were?
I was 6 or 5.
6 or 5? And where did you meet him at?
In prison.
Do you remember what you thought the first time you saw him before you ever talked to him?
Yeah, I felt nervous.
After you talked to him, did you still feel nervous?
No.
How come?
Because he told me he was my uncle, and I was actually supposed to see him or meet him.
And so you found out he was nice, right? He's a good person?
Yeah.
How do you think we can make people understand that you can't look at someone and know if they're good or bad? You have to get to know them.
That's a hard question.
It's hard. It is a really hard question. It's hard for grown-ups, too, because we haven't figured it out yet, right?
Yeah.
People think things about other people because of the way they look.
Mm-hmm. The way they dress.
And the way they dress. You're right. What do you think that we can do to help people not have to go to prison for things that they didn't do?
Maybe we could, talk to them and make sure they don't hang around the wrong people. And not get in trouble a lot.
So we need to really make sure we know the person. Can you tell me, what would you like to be when you grow up?
A doctor.
A doctor. You are smart enough that you could be a doctor when you grow up. Maybe you could be my doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you choose a doctor?
Because most of my family were nurses.
Most of your family are nurses?
Yeah. And I think being a doctor is a cool job. Because you get to help people, and
is that the most important reason to you, is that you get to help people?
Yeah.
That's why I do my job, too. You're getting to talk to a lot of people right now. Is there anything else you want to say to them that I didn't ask before we say goodbye?
I would like to say all the people that have family in jail, just tell them to stay strong at all times and keep their head up.
India, thank you so much for being my guest host today.
You're welcome. Until next time, thanks so much for listening.
Actual innocence. They ain't guilty, nah, nah. They innocent. There was a crime they did. didn't commit, and the system is trying to lock them in. These are true stories, this is real life, this is heartbreak, but in due time, we can change the system, expose the defects, with our voice heard, the louder we get. So tune in with your coffee or tea, and listen about our latest exoneree. They were all robbed of the liberty, it's time for the story of how they got free.